Emotional crowds have been gathering by the tens of thousands across Burma this month to cheer on Aung San Suu Kyi, whom they lovingly refer to as Mother Sue. A little more than a year ago, she was still under house arrest. Now her presence on the campaign trail is another sign of rapid change in a country stifled by military rule for more than 60 years. Campaign rallies are festive occasions. Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, is fielding a star-studded cast of former political prisoners such as Zaya Thaw, who is also a well-known hip-hop artist. Journalists are covering the election with newfound freedom. Mei Tui, a local video journalist, says this type of campaign would have been unthinkable just 18 months ago. She says many people are drawn by the spectacle.
I think this crowded people, some are not exactly known about it. They are just going to see and going to see Johnson.
Despite the excitement, some remain wary about talking to foreign media.
I'm just here because I've never seen Dorsu before. I have nothing more to say.
Aung San Suu Kyi's fame has turned her party headquarters into a popular tourist destination. Many visitors, like French tourist Francine, say they are deeply touched by Aung San Suu Kyi's story.
Of course, it would be a great honor to meet the lady. I think she is very courageous and has led an exceptional life.
Despite concrete signs of reform, NLD election campaign manager Nguyen Nguyen still worries about the vote's fairness.
Now we face very difficulties for campaigning, and especially the voter list. So many errors in voter list, so we are facing now.
Organizers say they hope that Aung San Suu Kyi's star power and its accompanying international scrutiny will help ensure a clean election. This is Danielle Bernstein for VOA News, Rangoon.